Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, the second hour on Monday, the 25th day of July. Prepper tip of the day is be sure and stock up on paper coffee filters to be pre-filters for any water filters you may have. If you've got water that you're getting from a unsecure source that's questionable, you want to pre-filter the water before it goes into your main water filter. That will help extend the life of your main water filter. So prepper tip of the day is get several hundred. They're pretty cheap. You can get 1,000 for a few bucks. Get 1,000 paper water filters. Keep them in a good, secure, dry storage, and they'll be there when you need them. Got open lines at 800-313-9443. We've got a caller on hold we haven't heard from for a while. Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Well, John, here's the thing, which is and the mainstream talk shows are not even touching this, which is what Obama really wants is a national police force. If you listen to Obama when he first became president, he said he wants a national security force equal to that of the military. Now, here's the thing. The most valuable asset we have in America is the local police force. You want to keep your police local, because I talked to a person who's from a communist country, and believe me, when a country goes from sane to communist, the first thing they do is they create terrorist attacks. They allow terrorists to attack the country. Then they remove the local police out of the equation. Then they bring in the military police. And then when the people get acclimated to the military police, and when the military police don't want to do the atrocities that the government wants to do, those military police are taken out of the equation, and then foreign soldiers are brought in. Those foreign soldiers, you know, wear the military police type of uniform, but guess what? It could be Chinese, Russians, Muslims, anybody from a communist bloc country. That will exterminate a town if ordered to do so by the government. Right now, we have a communist Muslim as president. And even if Trump becomes president, which I'm going to vote for Trump, by the way, I believe the foreign communist and Muslim powers have put so many assets in this country that the minute Trump puts his hand on the Bible, those assets are going to start going hog wild and bombing places and coming out of the woodwork. And you will see a level of insanity that will be apocalyptic. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree with most of what you're saying there, Jeff. And I don't, short of an absolute disaster, Hussein Obama is not going to get his national police force in the next 5 months. He's basically got a little more than 5 months to be president of the United States.
I agree.
So they're called, the people you're referring to are referred to generally as sleeper agents, men and women who come here to this country undercover. And when I say undercover, they're pretending to be somebody they're not. And they live what appears to be a normal life in whatever American community they're living in, working a normal job, doing the normal things that people do, and so forth, until they get activated. At
right.
at which such time, they do whatever their handlers have trained them and equipped them to do, which typically is going to be hurting human beings and property, or whatever they've been trained to do. So that certainly is a possibility. We have very powerful enemies in this world that want to cause the United States to collapse. And the sleeper agents are certainly part of that, Jeff. Anything else?
Oh, yes. Also, too, the main thing is when a country goes from sane to insane, I call it, those are my terms, communication will be shut off. In other words, I mean, what my friend told me about his country is they just use bazookas to blow up the radio stations. Well, Obama can flip a switch, or whomever the president is, and it's goodbye shortwave radio, goodbye mainstream conservative radio, goodbye television, goodbye everything. So, in other words, we haven't had any experience with that yet. You might have had some small beta tests. You might have had something on a small scale, but you see, when you see the communications go up on a wide scale, and when you start seeing your neighbors disappear, in other words, if my neighbor said to me, Obama's a Muslim skunk, and then I snitch to the government, that neighbor disappears, when you start seeing wide disappearances of dissidents, then you know the country is done. You'll never get it back again. It's run for the hills. John,
pretty
I'll
much.
Let you go. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Maybe this would be a good time to talk about Appleseed, the Appleseed Project. And Desert Eagle, if you're listening, you're certainly welcome to call in, and we'll talk about Appleseed. So let's see if we can find this here real quick. Appleseed Project, A-P-P-L-E-S Project. I think it's, here's the correct website, I believe, appleseedinfo.org. And that is it, appleseedinfo.org. And you've got the top of the homepage here. It's a scrolling set of graphics. Begins with two riflemen. One on the left is a colonial rifleman. The one on the right is a modern rifleman, both holding their appropriate weapons, the flintlock for the colonial period, the AR-15 for the modern period. And then it scrolls through different images of men and women engaged in using various firearms on the range and so forth. Looks like, no, excuse me, the one on the right doesn't have an AR. He's got an M1 Garand. Excuse me, I apologize. Then it goes to, looks like a young woman with a AR platform and a telescopic sight. Then a picture of men and women from looks like youngsters in their early teens to older men and women, all holding up their targets proudly. And we got four men at the range putting lead down range. And then I guess it goes back to the colonial and modern riflemen. Great way to get some skills, seriously. Great way to get some skills and learn about the real history of the American Revolution. Next caller, we got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Here we are on the front lines of the Democratic Convention.
Not me. I'm gonna... You are. How close to all that silliness are you in miles?
Probably about 3 miles.
That's too close for comfort, but yeah, God bless you. Stay, keep your head down.
By the way, they what's interesting about this is that they actually blocked off the interstate, Interstate 95, which is a major corridor for north-south transport.
For how long?
Well, no, they didn't block it off completely. What I was about to say is they blocked it off to big trucks.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So they've rerouted them, and I haven't been down there to see how they've rerouted them, but that's got to be a big mess, because there's a lot of trucks that come through.
You
know,
truck's cursing on Channel 19 right now.
What's that?
I say I can hear the truckers cursing on Channel 19, the CP channel.
Yeah, exactly.
19. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very colorful.
Exactly.
These guys use, yeah.
So I wanted to bring up also something else. Yesterday I went down to the Vienna, Virginia area, which is close to Dulles Airport, and then I went to the Potomac Mills Mall, which is Woodbridge, Virginia. It's just south of the D.C. area, and I have to tell you, I'd been there like a couple of years ago, and I thought it was bad then as far as diversity in the shopping mall.
Uh-huh.
But I got to tell you when. It was really pronounced when we went into Costco, okay? Because we were with friends that were a member of Costco, and so we went into the Costco. And John, I had to look hard to find any. I'm telling you, any people like me that would be white, extreme minority, probably 1 out of 10 in that. And specifically in that store. So anyway, I think that's kind of interesting. So it seems like the D.C. area is becoming a haven for diversity. I mean, everybody else around the world lives there. I mean, from all over. I mean, there wasn't any one that stood out. Just they're all there.
Right.
So
right,
I wanted to ask you about something.
I need you to ask you, did you see very many hijabs or burqas?
Actually, I didn't see that many of those.
Okay. Just wondered.
But, right. But there were, I could tell there were a lot of Middle Eastern. But they didn't have all that garb on. And it was pronounced from the last time I was to that shopping mall. It was pronounced. Like, the diversity is like, it's increased dramatically.
What period of time are we talking about between your
last 2 years, 2 years ago.
2 years, okay.
Yeah. So, also I wanted to ask you about something. I'd heard this in the wind, and look, again, my sense of this thing is I want to know who the real enemy is, and when I get clues about something that keeps coming back around to this certain group that's very well hidden, but they seem to be stirring stuff up. This is disturbing to me. I don't know, maybe it's not to you, but my understanding is that Israel has actually invited many police forces, police chiefs, and on special trips to go over to Israel to learn special tactics on how to deal with police issues, policing their local community back home in the United States. So we have Israel giving out special favors, special trips to supposedly train these police chiefs and their forces in special tactics. What, do you know anything about this?
Well, I don't, but there's all kinds of international things going back and forth at a lot of different levels. If these police chiefs are getting good training that's consistent with their oath of office, consistent with their statutory ethical and moral obligations to their communities, I don't see any harm in it, as long as all the training is consistent with American principles of jurisprudence.
Okay, well, I take difference with that, because Israel is the same. This would be the same country that was supposedly our ally in 1967. Now you were an adult at that time. I was not yet an adult, so now that we've learned that, I find that alarming. I think a foreign country teaching offering special trips to our police forces, that's a backdoor way of them influencing jurisdiction. influencing, you know, they might be beholden to them in some way. So if they were to call them up and say, yeah, you remember that trip we gave you? You know, we have some other ideas we'd like to share with you.
You don't know cops very well to say that, Mark. These guys, they're going to look at it. Here's how they're going to look at it. If there is money provided to bring their spouse, which there probably would be, they're going to look at it as a vacation to Israel. And cops are very, all the police I've known look at anything and everything with a critical eye as to quid pro quo, whether the local, say the guy who owns the local Ford dealership offers something to the chief of police, whether it's a nice dinner or a vacation or whatever. The chief of police is going to look at that as, what's he going to want in return? And that's how police think. Is he going to expect me to not arrest his teenage boy when one of my men catches him drunk driving? What's this? Right. What's this car dealer going to want? And that's the way police officers think. You know, so I wouldn't be too overly concerned with that myself.
I am concerned with it. Here's the deal. And what I was going to ask you is, do we the citizens have a way of finding out if this kind of thing has happened concerning a public official where they've been given a trip, especially if it has to do with enhancing their work situation, potentially? Do we have shouldn't there be like a transparency for that? And do we have a way to find that out about local police chiefs or maybe and/or sheriffs or any other public official?
Well, through FOIA requests, you'd have to be on a case-by-case, department-by-department. Between the Sunshine Laws and the Freedom of Information Act, yes, it would be a laborious task to do that, but it could be done.
And I bring that up because if you remember the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which was trying to go through Missouri a few years back, I caught wind that actually the two of the people that compromised that in overriding the veto and actually failing to override the veto, I don't know if you're aware of this, John, but these two guys actually got special. They got a trip. Each of them got a trip to France. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's what I caught wind of, that they actually got a trip to France.
As if going to France is something that somebody would actually want to do. Okay.
Well, I don't know, but that's what I gathered about these two persons.
Well, if someone paid me a lot of money to go there in business, I would go, but I have no desire to set foot on the soil of France for any reason at all. I'm sure there are people
anyway,
who think it's neat to go to the Eiffel Tower.
It's just concerning that local jurisdictions would, allow themselves, hopefully they wouldn't allow themselves to be compromised. But there's one other thing I want to bring up to you, and there's an article a few days ago about Philadelphia, and it has to do with the convention, and they were comparing the convention about who all these people they were attracting to the convention. But they said there was another group that's really, there's a strong attraction to Philadelphia for another group, a real strong attraction. I was like, okay, what's this article about? The strong attraction, John, has to do with heroin. Just found out that the heroin addiction problem in Philadelphia is much worse than the rest of the country. The amount of overdoses in Philadelphia due to heroin overdose is three to four times that of Los Angeles and three to four times that of Chicago. Okay, and now there used to be an area there still is an area in Philadelphia, but it used to be a lot worse. It was called the Badlands back in the 70s and 80s, whenever all this heroin stuff was going on big time. But now it's coming back, and here's the deal. The heroin, from what I understand, is purer than it was before. It's 92% purer,
right?
And it's cheap, and it's plentiful, and here's the big one. You would think that, you know, we understood that Southeast Asia, there was, they grow poppies there, and they also grow poppies in Afghanistan. So those would, that'd be on the top of my list of where this stuff's coming from. No.
I think we should distribute 100% pure heroin for free and clean out the gene pool. How about that?
Yeah.
Anything else, Mark? We got a break.
Yeah, can I hold on?
Hold on.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to learn how to get John Moore to mail you a check, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on Uncle Sam, read those four pages, and you'll find out what it takes to get me to mail you a really nice check, anywhere from a few hundred to as much as $1,500. Mark, we have some other callers on hold. Let's wrap up your comments, sir.
Okay, the most important thing that I was trying to bring out is that the supply of heroin is coming directly from the Sierra Madre in northwest Mexico. And not only that, this is not just a big city issue. This is totally shocking. My nephew back in Missouri tells me that Springfield has got heroin like big time, okay?
Oh, it does.
This is really Pardon?
Springfield is a city of about 250,000 people. They've got all the big city issues, but in a far smaller volume. That's a true statement.
I mean, but the deal is, I mean, and it's getting into the rural areas. This is a problem. So this whole idea about building the wall of Mexico, it does make more sense now that we learned that. And also, so anyway, the deal is that I would hope that the authorities in the states are really going after the big time and not just letting it in and then allowing the locals to get involved with this stuff as an escape, path. and then further, you know, the local authorities come down on the local people and fine them to death and send them to their jurisdiction.
Let me give you a heads up here, Mark. The drug war is over, and we lost. It's been about a month ago. I was at a social event, charity fundraiser. I met a young woman. I think she's about 24 years old. She's a manager of a Taco Bell. And so I was talking to her a little bit about security and new hires and so forth. I asked her, is it difficult to hire new employees that can get past the drug screening? And she says, oh, no, John. Taco Bell's nationwide policy is we no longer do drug screening. We assume everybody we hire is a drug addict. We just encourage them to not stand in front of security cameras when they smoke their dope.
What?
It's over. The drug war is over, and we lost, Mark. It's over. It's finished. That's a Fortune. Taco Bell is a Fortune 500 company. And they no longer do drug screening because they believe everybody is a drug addict and they don't want them to smoke their dope in front of the camera. It's over, okay. DeBart. It's finished.
All right. Okay. Just all
put
right.
That in your, well, yeah. Well, what can you say? There's a percentage of people, Mark, who regardless of law, regardless of whatever societal norms are, they will seek out these drugs. So what I say is provide pharmaceutical grade, absolutely pure heroin, free, as much as they want. Let them kill themselves off and clean out the gene pool.
Yeah, well, let us not forget that the Clintons were involved in the drug running business back from Mena, Arkansas, and they were in partnership with the Bushes back in the day when they were governorship of Arkansas.
Of course.
I still do not forget that. So. The drug war never really was a drug war, if you ask me. I think it was just a scam to allow it to come through and then destroy our infrastructure of our people. And it really is very upsetting to me, especially now it's affecting the rural areas, and it's just turning our countryside into Zombieville. It's really what it's going on. It's crazy. But anyway.
It's just unfortunate.
So, anyway.
I agree with you. Mark, thank you for the call. Joe, we almost got by on the hour break. Joe from Indiana. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, John. I know you got bottom of hour break coming. I just wanted to quickly call and talk about the apple seed. That is a subject real near and dear to my heart. That I think that alone started me on my epiphany to waking up about what our forefathers did. My first one was about 7 years ago. It was a bit of a family reunion. We were up in the mountains outside of Anaheim, California, and I actually traveled from Chicago by plane. I had I brought a couple of M1 Grands with me, but my cousins supplied the ammunition. And you will go through 500 rounds of ammunition easily. But it's one of the greatest two-day events you will ever participate in. It's almost like anybody who's been to a Camp Perry match, which I've been going since 1999 when they started the vintage matches,
we'll finish,
and I go to the
hold your thought. We'll finish up your comments after the break, Joe. Stay tuned. Be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. As I mentioned 7 or 8 minutes ago, if you click on Uncle Sam there, you'll get the details you need to learn how to earn a commission by booking me a speaking engagement. Pretty neat. You also find interesting free downloads there at my website, things that will educate you and inform you. Check out the different articles. Read them. Distribute them to your friends. And you'll be glad you did. And, of course, Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I'm shipping out several this morning all over the country. Shipped out several the other day to Canada, of all places. And check it out. The Energy Cleaner flushes toxins from every cell in your body, brings in fresh nutrition. We focus on two things, getting a great night's sleep and pain mitigation. If it doesn't work, I offer for me to you personally, this doesn't involve any third party, John Moore offers to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get your Energy Cleaner. check out the information at my website, the patent application, the testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. Most new buyers are getting a mattress pad from the get-go. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, so you don't need to wait to get your energy cleaner by saving up money. Go ahead and get it by PayPal and make payments. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Before the break, Joe from Indiana was singing the praises of the Appleseed Project, weren't you, Joe?
Absolutely, and definitely bring your energy cleaner with you because you're going to need it. But it's the best weekend you will have of your life. It's like I said, I had been to the Camp Perry matches, and I had the protocol basically how they run a match, and it's an extension of that. It's but you go through all the positions, you know, the prone position, the kneeling position, the sitting position, you know, rapid fire, and you know what we call awful hand, you know, offhand, but. The instruction is phenomenal. Desert Eagle, that's why I hope he calls back. He is an epitome of what these instructors are. They are the most incredible human beings there. They are completely dedicated, sharp. You can't get away with anything. You could be on the firing line with a bunch of guys and girls, and they'll pick out that your sling is wrong or you're shooting wrong, and they'll correct it for you right there on the spot. I always had a little difficulty with slings. And I was cured from those guys. They took me aside, and they spent a lot of time, you know, with the leather sling. And I can't tell you, if you like shooting, you know, like I do, I like going to Camp Perry, my scores dramatically improved after Appleseed. But the thing that gets to you, I said it was an epiphany for me, because in between all the match sections you go through, there's a rest period, and then they read from the day that the first shots were fired in the American Revolutionary War, and the instructors read from these diaries and these books of actual people that participated. You get a real feel for what was happening that day, the buildup, the actual firing that day, who participated, and it goes on for 2 days, and it's incredible. And I hope Desert Eagle calls, because one of the instructors that was very influential was with me, and Desert Eagle may know. They all seem to know each other. His name was Birdman, and he was a great guy. We went out to dinner with him later when it was over for the first day. Had a wonderful experience. But when he was reading the final passages from the diaries of, I believe it was Sam Adams or John Adams, he was crying. But it's very, very moving. You and all the people there, like you said, I think last week when you were talking about Appleseed, and I was in California, and I couldn't believe how many pro-Second Amendment people and shooters were there. Great, great people. It was just, the energy level was very high, plus the fact that we were up in the mountains at night. We got treated to the Disney fireworks, because you could see them over by, you know, you're up in the mountains near Anaheim.
Right.
You could see the beautiful fireworks show, so it just put a cap on that whole weekend, and I like going out there, because I have a lot of family there, and I just can't say enough about it. You will definitely improve your skills. Everything you talk about, you know, sight, the brass, you know, the breathing, everything. And they talk about it in detail, and they go over it with you ad nauseum. I mean, you will definitely improve, and your brain clicks into this. You know, the cheek, like you were talking about, resting your cheek, how to do it properly,
right.
And they'll
cheek
pick
well,
it up.
Right.
I'll tell you,
right.
you cannot cheat on these guys. They will catch you. That's how good they are. But I just wanted to put that plug in, John. I mean, you've got a great program, and I just want to encourage people to really do, if they're sitting on the fence, do it. Drop the money. If you've had prior military service, which it seems like a lot of guys that on RBN do, they will give you a discount. I think they even say just pay what you want. If you're active duty military or active reserve, it's free. I bring my kids to Appleseed, because it took me a couple of years to get our gun club locally here in Indiana to become an Appleseed. And just so you know, if you start one in your club, it took so long to get it going, because people were so, you know, the powers that be in the club were very reluctant, but it was sold out within 10 hours. 10 hours, our first apple seed, and it's just boomed since then. That's what will happen when you start an apple seed. And these guys will come out, and they'll help you. They arrange things. People bring food. It's a great experience. I can't say enough about it. I love going. I just love going.
Awesome.
But I just want to don't want to take up any more of your time, but
okay.
I can't encourage people to do it. You'll never regret it. I don't mind that I brought my grands and I went through 500 rounds at 30-06, but I was very fortunate one time when Camp Perry was offering, you're not going to believe this, John, they were offering 30-06 at 10 cents a round, but you only had a 5,000 round limit. You got to take advantage of that when that happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But anyway, have a great day, John. Thanks for letting me sound off a little bit. I appreciate it. I hope Desert Eagle calls.
Well, he might, but he'll catch up with us another day. Well, the website for the Appleseed is, here it is, appleseedinfo.org. I say again, appleseedinfo.org. I believe I've got a link on my links page here at thelibertyman.com. In case you don't remember that, didn't write it. Yeah, it is. When you go to my links page, it's right there, Project Appleseed. Just click on that and you'll be there instantly. Back in the spring of 1994, legislation was introduced in the United States Congress to ban the sale of new semi-automatic rifles and ban the sale of new high-capacity magazines without banning the possession or sale of used semi-automatic rifles or used in existing magazines. At the time, I was giving a series of speeches around St. Louis. In fact, I came to the attention of the Libertarian Party, and later that year, I think around July or August, I was offered by the Libertarian Party to run for lieutenant governor in the state of Missouri on the Libertarian ticket. I'd never been to a Libertarian meeting of any kind, I came to the attention of the Libertarian Party. And the head of the Libertarian Party at that time asked me to meet with him at Lambert Airport in St. Louis. He was on a layover, and I agreed to do so, and that's when he made that offer. I'd already decided to run for U.S. Congress at that point in time and declined the offer, but I was very grateful and very gratified that he did make that offer to me. But at the time I'm making these speeches around St. Louis and watching this legislation and reading it, and it made no sense. They're promoting this as something to help reduce crime. When anybody who was paying attention knew that rifles of any kind were rarely used in crime because of the whole, they simply, you can't conceal them. A rifle is something long and heavy and bulky, and it's difficult to conceal a rifle. Can't conceal a rifle. Not, I mean, if you wore a trench coat, I guess you could, kind of, sort of. So rifles are rarely used in crime, rarely used in homicides, rarely used in suicides. And they were working to ban these. Now, high-capacity magazines, same thing. Since the rifles are rarely used, what difference does it make how many rounds the magazine holds? Well, it doesn't. And anybody who knows about firearms knows that they weren't going to ban 10-round magazines, for example. So the elapsed time between the last round of one 10-round magazine and the first round fired from a second 10-round magazine, for a trained marksman, could be less than 3 seconds. And I know this from personal experience because I've done this with rifles and pistols with a stopwatch being timed while I make these magazine changes. So magazine capacity is a non-starter. It's a non-issue. Magazine capacity impresses people who don't know about firearms. Semi-automatic rifles impresses people who don't know the difference between an automatic rifle and a semi-automatic rifle, who don't know the difference between the semi-automatic rifles in common usage in this country and the weapons of war, which they're not the weapons of war. And they don't understand human nature, and they don't understand business. When I use the word business, I'm including criminal enterprise in that as well. Now, there's an article at my website. I got my home page here that you can scroll down. And let's see. It says humor. You have to scroll down a bit. On the left side, in red letters, capitals, you'll see the word humor. In an article I wrote titled Los Zetas Marketing Memorandum. It's written as a spoof. It's written as humor. But there's a serious side to it. Now, cocaine and heroin are brought into this country on a daily basis by the ton, literally by the ton. A ton, of course, being 2,000 pounds. That's a statement of fact. Now, the women who men and women who do that are they're business people. They may be criminals, which of course they are, but they're also business people, providing a product for which there is a demand, selling that product to the market that's demanding it for a profit. That's what they're doing. Now, anything that they can import in this country and sell for a profit, they will do so. It could be heroin, cocaine, fire extinguishers, guns, shoelaces. They don't care. If there's a market demand for it that's not being met by the normal retail market, they will step up to the plate and meet that market demand. So right now it's methamphetamine, marijuana, heroin, cocaine. If at some future date supplies the normal retail outlets for common use firearms, rifles, pistols, shotguns, was cut off, ammunition, the same people would meet the demand just like they've always done with the drugs. Of course they would. That's a given. If all firearms were made illegal today, tomorrow morning, the drug cartels would be importing rifles, shotguns, pistols, and ammunition to meet that market demand. They wouldn't miss it for a moment. No way. So a war on guns, if carried out in a similar manner to the war on drugs, would be an absolute dismal failure, just like the war on drugs has been for, what, a century, half a century now? The war on drugs, close to it. When did that term come into being? In the early 70s, war on drugs? Was that a Richard Nixon thing? Yeah, we're probably not quite half a century. Of course, drugs were illegal for decades before that, but the term war on drugs, I believe, came about during the Nixon administration. I'm not positive, but I think that's accurate. An absolute dismal failure. Because the people behind it, well, first of all, they're overlooking human nature and markets and human behavior. If there's a demand for something, the market will meet the demand. It doesn't matter what it is. If there's a market for any given product or service, the market will meet the demand. And we've got several thousand years of recorded human history to back that up. There's an excellent book I recommend. The title of it is Red Cocaine. Simple title, Red Cocaine, written by an East European communist military general. What he does is document what happened at the end of World War II, the involvement of communist intelligence services in the drug trade. Specifically mentions the involvement of communist agents going to Colombia, the country of Colombia, getting involved in the drug trade there for two reasons. One, to raise incredible amounts of revenue, and number two, to destroy the United States of America, which they've accomplished both goals to a large extent. They did raise incredible amounts of money, and It looks like I got a note here from my engineer that Nancy Reagan came up with the term, coined the term drug war. So it would have been during the Reagan administration back in the 1980s. The communists have achieved their goal, and of course there's pretty good documentation of U.S. intelligence services being involved in importing drugs also to raise the vast amounts of unaccountable revenue that they've raised. Mark was expressing his concern, legitimate concern, about these powerful drugs going into every remote village in the United States. Well, that began in earnest during the Vietnam War when we had men coming back to remote villages all over the United States addicted to various drugs as a consequence of the Vietnam War. Very dear friend of mine. It was heartbreaking. He was in college with me, a Vietnam vet, in college with me. Just a country boy. He was addicted to heroin, did not want to engage in criminal activity. He reenlisted in the Army to get access to cheap heroin and died while driving a tractor in Vietnam. He was a combat engineer. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
A All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of July. Well, we got our usual lineup with us here coming up this week. Last week of July, a week from today. It will be August, by the way. This is the last week of July. Tomorrow we have open lines, the first hour. I may have a guest last moment, but right now open lines, hour two. My friend Leon Green will be visiting with us, and we'll talk about a lot of different things, including, of course, the many benefits of incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life. Wednesday, Professor McCanny should be with us at his regular first hour. Mandy Thompson, my director of marketing, will give some updates on what she's up to the second hour. Thursday, my friend Tim Spencer will be getting us up to speed on all the things he's paying attention to. Tim is a very bright guy and pays very careful attention to all the geopolitical matters going on around the world. Of course, we'll spend about 24, 25 minutes talking about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner, with Tom Berryhill and Tim both. Thursday, we'll have Tim back with us. We'll have some open lines. Tim and I will certainly entertain your questions and comments. Friday, the usual lineup of Ann Morrison, Hour 1, talking about the things that she's paying attention to, and my friend Dr. Phil Myers talking about health-related matters on Friday. The usual great lineup, and of course we got the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, which is a complete state of panic after 19,000 emails were released. I hope that many, a high percentage of Bernie Sanders supporters have figured out that their Democratic Party is not their friend, and they make the right decision and vote for Donald Trump. That would be a great thing. Bernie Sanders, the self-described socialist, I have no love for the man on one hand. On the other, he did have one good position. That was his position on foreign trade. Ladies and gentlemen, the unions have served their purpose. They've sold you out. The unions supported Democrats who, in turn, supported these horrible, horrific trade agreements that have caused manufacturing to leave this country. What were they telling us at the time? Oh, we don't need those dirty old factories anymore. We're going to do clean work here in the United States. Well, that work's all gone to India, a lot of it. There's still some manufacturing jobs here, still some IT work here left in this country. But when you provide financial incentives for factories to leave, guess what? They're going to leave. That was out of Congress. And Republicans and Democrats both have a lot of blood on their hands when it comes to those things. They certainly do. A lot of attention to the presidential race. Don't forget your local sheriff's races. Incredibly important. We need Constitution-supporting, Constitution-believing sheriffs of all the more than 3,000 counties in the United States. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.